We're now going to move on to the next two Mishnayos in our chapter, 3.7 and 3.8. Even though 3.8 is a little bit longer, we'll see that these two Mishnayos are clearly on the same topic, and they go well together. So, 3.7, Nazir Shaya Shoseh Bayayin Kol Hayom. Someone who took a Nazirite vow, this is a vow outlined in the book of Bamidbar, where one forswears various things, including wine and grape products. So if a Nazir is drinking wine all day long, right, does that count as one act of drinking wine? But it's happening all day long. Eino chayav ela achas. Such a person is subject only to one set of lashes. They've only violated one prohibition. Amrulo, altishta, v'hu shoseh. However, if the people around this Nazir who's drinking wine keep reminding and warning this person, giving this person legally significant warning, hasra, they say, don't drink, and he keeps drinking. Chayav alkol achas va'achas. Every time the Nazir drinks wine, after being told, don't drink the wine, that's a new act of drinking wine legally, and therefore each one is going to incur another set of lashes. That was 3.7. 3.8, we'll see now several examples of the same kind of phenomenon, but with different prohibitions. So 3.8, Hayam mitam ala mesim kol hayom. If the same Nazir, one of the things that the Nazir also has to do is to stay away from ritual impurity of a corpse, and if this Nazir goes and becomes ritually impure by being in the same building or near a dead body, and he's doing that all day, right? If this Nazir is in a room with a dead body all day long, says the Mishnah, eino chayav ela achas. Even though this Nazir did this all day long, it's still one action. Therefore, this Nazir incurs only one set of lashes. Amrulo, al titama, vayam mitame. However, if the people around him, like in the previous Mishnah, say, don't do it, don't become impure, and they say it again, don't become impure, and they say it again, don't become impure. Chayav kol achas va'achas. Then this Nazir would be culpable for a set of lashes for each time this Nazir remained in proximity to the corpse after being warned by others, don't become impure through this corpse. Hayamigaleach kol hayom. If this Nazir was shaving themselves all day long, shaving being another one of the things that the Nazir is not allowed to do, they have to grow their hair and beard out. Eino chayav ela achas. Then they are only coupled one time. That's one act. That whole day is one act of shaving. Amrulo. Al tegaleach, v'hu megaleach. But if others said, don't shave, and after each act of them saying, don't shave, the Nazir continues to shave. Chayav kol achas va'achas. Then the Nazir is culpable for each and every act of shaving that occurred after a new warning, a new hasra. Hayalo vesh bikilayim kol hayom. And here we're really not talking about the Nazir anymore because this is a prohibition for everyone. If someone was wearing kilayim, mixed linen and wool garments, you're not allowed to do that. That's a prohibited mixture. And if someone was wearing a garment that had both linen and wool in it, and they were wearing it all day long, eino chayav ela achas. They are culpable only one set of lashes. That's just one action of wearing kilayim. Amrulo, al tilbash. But if the people around this person said, don't wear that kilayim, that mixed fabric garment. Don't wear. Vu poshet vilovesh. And then that person takes it off and puts it back on. Chayav al kol achas va'achas. Now that person is culpable for each and every act of wearing these kilayim clothes. Now I want to point out here that we actually have an extra step here that we didn't have in the previous three, where we said they warn the person. And it's not just that the person continues wearing it, but rather that the person takes it off and puts it back on. And I think the idea here is, even if I'm shaving all day long, that's still continuous action, right? It's not like I start an action, then it just continues of its own accord. I'm still continuing to shave all day long. And so once I have that warning, that hasra, even if I'm just continuing doing what I was doing already, that's still the same prohibited action. However, with an action of wearing, well, I put the clothes on in the morning, and yes, they're on me all day, but I'm not actively putting them on. And so that's not quite the same thing. And so the Mishnah says, I'll be culpable if I both get a warning and take it off and put it back on. That's when I'll be culpable for each and every action.